Celebrated Chicago artist Claire Zeisler expanded the expressive qualities of knotted and braided fiber. In 1981, she spoke to Dennis Barry about her desire to make a freestanding form entirely out of fiber.
My goal was really to make a freestanding piece that could support itself without a foreign armature in it. And what I mean by foreign armature is a metal piece or wood or what have you. And I made quite a few around 1967. You know, I had a very important show in 1968 at the Feigen Gallery in Chicago. And that was the first time that anybody in the fiber field had ever passed to a fine arts gallery. And there I had about three or four freestanding pieces that were really beautiful. But I have found in the interim that they do not stand up very well. There's one now at Rosary College that Bob Mayer and Buddy Mayer bought in 68. And I understand it has flopped. And I've been going out there to look at it now for a year. I can't face it. I haven't gone because I'm going to have to put a metal piece in it. Yeah. And I don't have any more of the thread that's there.
Yeah.
If we can take that thread off and use it again, it's a problem. I don't know if I could ever have made them really to stand over a long period of time. Now, they all stood maybe for a year or two, but you see, thread gets a little tired and it moves. But I think those were the most interesting pieces that I have ever done. You see, the reason I wanted to do it was I was interested, and I still am, in making a form that was really unique to fiber. I almost forgot to say that. It's about the most important thing that was in my head. Now, if I'd used a foreign armature in the very beginning, I would have gotten a very different shape, and it wouldn't have been unique to fiber. Now, I don't really know whether I succeeded in making a shape that was unique to fiber. I have no idea. I have a feeling I did a little bit, and I've always said that I want to go back to that to see if I could really, really do it.